Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Don Hunter back on the show. Donald is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's already in his 11th year as a member of our Brain Trust. We've actually his 12th year now. And he's been joining us and talking about his expertise as a business coach. He's travels around the country helping companies just like yours and mine. And I've asked him to join us today and share some of the stories that he runs into out there. And people who are running businesses just like yours, what he's learned from them. What are they doing that's we don't need to be doing. We don't need to make their mistakes. And what are they doing that we can learn from? Donald Hunter, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. So tell us a story. What's one of the projects you've been working on lately?
One of the projects I've been working on is helping companies help people change, and that is they've made a big investment in helping people learn to communicate more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand how other people want to contribute. And here's the challenge they're having is 50% of a number of companies or 50% of their employees are eligible for retirement. The knowledge is walking out the door and they have to figure out some way.
It's the brain drain.
And they're having to figure out a way of speeding up change. And the approach that we're taking is helping people figure out how to communicate more effectively, reduce the friction that is in communication between folks, and then learning how each other wants to contribute, and that's just based on how they're motivated.
Are you saying that the people are leaving because communication is bad? Or we need to improve communication so that the old skills that the people who are leaving have can be retained by the new kids.
Can be retained, absorbed very quickly.
We're not necessarily trying to keep the old heads. We just want to make sure we don't lose their knowledge.
Their knowledge and expertise.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in a number of cases, what we're also working on is fixing it's speeding up the training process as well, so that in one case, it used to take 15 years to train a person from entry level up to senior level. They want to be able to cut that in half.
Right. No kidding. That's a long time. The world is not going to let you, not going to wait on you that long anymore. Well, one of the issues, Donald, is not so much getting it out of your head or my head as one, a couple of the old guys, but getting the new heads to receive the information, to believe that it's relevant to them. That's, to me, I think that's one of the issues. What are you running into?
Well, I think that's true, and I'm hearing exactly what you're saying. That's absolutely true. There's a generational gap that has to be dealt with. The younger folks are using Facebook and YouTube and various social media to get information, where the older guys think, well, why are you doing that?
Right? Well, it's not even so much that I use a hammer and you use a social media. It's also that it's not just about the tools we use, but the context that we do our job in,
and the differences between us,
that just because I have a story that sounds analog to tell you about where we're about the future. If I'm describing it in an analog way, that doesn't mean that it's irrelevant to you. It means that that's the way I describe it because that's the way I learned it. And
but the context is the same. About you, though. Here's what I'm learning. It's not about you.
Yeah.
It is about the person that's being trained.
Yeah.
And that's what the person who trains should understand. It's not about them.
But they've got I disagree with that a little, Donna, because they've got to move to the middle too. The trainee has got to move to the middle too.
Absolutely. Yes.
It can't just be one way. And all right, hold on to that thought. We're gonna continue this discussion and bring in some other stories that Donald has run into as he works with these custom companies across the country. Right after these messages, Donald Hunter and I will be right back. 22.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.